1, 2, 3, 4.
About 100 people gathered to make it known they want these Cold War-era barrels removed from Lake Superior's bottom. John LaForge of Wisconsin Nuke Watch says 50-year-old Army Corps of Engineer records and samplings of 9 barrels pulled up from the lake are disturbing.
Gee, there's benzene, there's cadmium, there's mercury, there's arsenic, there's PCBs, hexavalent chromium, and there may be radioactive materials, but they wouldn't admit that.
A Minnesota Pollution Control Agency report says while those chemicals are in some barrels, they pose no health risk because the lake dilutes the danger.
Tell me, Washington, do you love me? And your big white house, are you thinking of me? No.
The Department of Defense is paying for a study and removal of about 70 of the barrels next summer with grants to the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Katie Brissett Butterfield spoke as a member of the Red Cliff Tribe.
You are as connected to this as anyone else here. And granted, my family might have been here for a little bit longer, but it makes it no more mine and it makes it no less yours. It makes it no less anyone's obligation, responsibility, or ability to be a part of this and to protect this. It's our job as people of this area.
In Duluth, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.